Hudson Taylor was only 22 years old when he went to China, and he wasn't ready for the civil war that was being fought in that country. He felt homesick, unhappy, desolate at times. He was cold, had headaches, and eye problems, but he was a man of faith. When he heard of the awful news of hundreds of missionaries being killed, he said, "I cannot read, I cannot pray, I can scarcely think, but I can trust."
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
So good to be with you today, and we are in the book of Exodus, chapter 13 and verse 18. So God led the people around by way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. We find here that God had delivered the people of Israel out from Egyptian bondage. But God took them by the way of the wilderness, not the shortest path, not the easiest route, but the best route, because it was the way that God had chosen. God's ways are always the best ways. God is sovereign, God is in control, and He knows exactly what He is doing. But right now, perhaps you're in a wilderness experience yourself, spiritually speaking, and you ask the question, how long must I stay in the wilderness? And why is this happening to me? And is there something wrong with me? Is there some big sin in my life? Have I done something to cause God to be angry with me? And these questions may race through our minds. But let's be reminded of the Lord Jesus Christ when He was led into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit to be tempted of the devil. He was always in the will of God. There was never a time when Jesus ever stepped outside of God's will for His life. Yet He was in the wilderness. Yet He was in the will of God. Yet He was led there by the Holy Spirit. Yet the devil tempted Him. Let me say it this way. It's possible that we as Christians can be led by the Spirit of God into the wilderness. In fact, you might be there right now. God might have led you there, and God might have a purpose for you being in that wilderness. Maybe we don't understand, but my friend, we have to put our trust in God, because I know this, God knows and God understands. Yet, my beloved, it's possible that sometimes we can be in the wilderness because we're out of the will of God, but not always. The devil is good about telling us that we're in the wilderness because we've missed it. Yet it's possible that we're in the wilderness just simply because we didn't miss it, or because God is doing something in you and through you. You know, there were great men and women of God that went through extreme difficulties in their lives. Anyone used greatly by God went through the wilderness experience. They were tested. They were tried. They suffered. They went through extreme hardships. And all along the way, God was forging and preparing a vessel for His glory. They were becoming stronger, not weaker. They were learning to trust and depend upon God in a greater degree. Perhaps you've heard of a man by the name of Hudson Taylor. Hudson Taylor was only 22 years old when he went to China, but he wasn't ready for the civil war that was being fought there. He felt homesick, unhappy, desolate at times. He was cold, had headaches, eye problems, but he was a man of faith. In 1856, he married a fellow missionary by the name of Maria. And both of them had gotten very sick, but a child was born to them in 1859. One child died when very young, and another died because it was born too early. Maria's lungs were so bad with tuberculosis that it took months for her to get her strength back. They went to a place called Ningpo, where the heat was 103 degrees, and where Grace, now 6 years old, had died. Once their home was robbed, Maria had gotten so sick she couldn't even stand without help. Hudson admitted that he was so depressed at one point that he would have taken his own life had it not been for Maria's love. Another child, Noel, was born in 1870, lived for only 13 days, and then it died. 3 days later, Maria died. Hudson had married again. He wrote to a friend saying, "We have 87 cents on all the promises of God." Hudson Taylor and his second wife had to make an emergency trip back to England. He had an accident on the ship and was paralyzed. When he heard of the awful news of hundreds of missionaries being killed, he said, "I cannot read, I cannot pray, I can scarcely think. However, I can trust."
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.